News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
The government is due to announce the details of a flagship plan to build infrastructure over the next 5 years today, as well as outlining its summer economic statement and how much money will be set aside in the budget for tax cuts. Paul Hosford, acting political editor with the Irish Examiner, joins us now. Good morning to you, Paul. What are we expecting to hear later on?
Good morning, Ciara. Well, I suppose the headline here is about a €200 billion infrastructure plan. This is, I suppose, to backstop the economy under the threat of Trump's tariffs. Now, the National Development Plan was always due to be updated, but the last couple of months of threats of a trade war between the EU and the US has really changed the context. So what we'll hear today is about €200 billion that'll be invested in capital projects over the next decade, with €100 billion spent over the next 5 years to address the shortfalls in things like water and energy infrastructure, as well as that massive question of new housing. About 40 billion of the plan is going to go towards building new homes and making the economy more attractive, more competitive. Jack Chambers and Pascal Donoghue have repeatedly said that the economy needs to be more attractive to companies to make it more habitable, make it a better place to live, and to kind of address those competitiveness drags, which are those infrastructural deficits.
Okay. You said 40 billion there for housing, an eye-watering sum, but about 30 billion of the funding of this is believed to be coming from both the AIB sale of shares and indeed the Apple tax. So we are, despite the fact that we're hearing increasingly cautious about our economy, we are flush with money at the moment.
Yeah, it is one of the strange contradictions of what's being what's being briefed about these plans. On one hand, you have ministers saying, look, the level of day-to-day spending has to moderate, the level of growth in what they call ELS, that's existing levels of service. It's the money, the standing still money, the money that's already been promised or will cover demographic growth. So on one hand, you have ministers saying, look, that's got to, you know, not necessarily be cut, but the rate of increase has to slow down. And on the other hand, you have an absolute mountain of money that's coming from windfalls, sure, like the Apple tax and the sale of AIB shares. So it is, I think the public will be kind of, there will be some contradiction there that members of the public will look at that and say, well, if we have to slow down the rate of spending, where are we getting all of this money? But the government has been very, very keen not to bake those windfall incomes like the Apple tax, like the sale of AIB shares, into day-to-day spending.
Will this, Paul, do you think, be a popular plan? Do you think that people will say, yes, this is the right use of government funds and exchequer funds? Or do you think, particularly from the opposition, that there will be issues with how we are proceeding?
I think the thing about the National Development Plan particularly is that most people will look towards projects, and those projects won't be announced for another couple of months. We won't know which projects are going to benefit from this influx of cash. So I think for a lot of the public, they will look at it, and we are at that stage where billions and billions tends to not mean that much in the public eye. And I think that's one of the dangers that you fall into when you've got this amount of money that people's eyes almost glaze over and they don't see the tangible impact. So I think one of the issues that you are going to have there is that kind of that idea that, well, it's just the government making another announcement. And where is it going to be? You know, you look at something like Metrolink. I think people are so tired of announcements about this. You know, even this plan today, we'll talk about prioritizing that as an infrastructural plan. But I think what people really care about is, when am I going to be able to get on a train? When am I going to be able to get the metro from Dublin Airport to the centre of Dublin? So these are the things that I think the public will probably be looking for when the projects are announced in October.
Maybe lastly, Paul, obviously that they're focusing on things like housing, energy, water, transport, those big infrastructural pieces. But there's also other things going to be expected in here, things like spending on defence.
Yeah, we're talking about a major increase in defence spending. This is the likes of sonar, radar, the kind of things that we don't have. Simon Harris has been very, very clear as Minister for Defence over the last couple of years that Ireland's defence network needs to increase, needs to have primary radar, he needs to have sonar, and needs to have what they call force protection for Irish troops who do go abroad.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Paul Hosford, their political editor of the Irish Examiner. And of course, across the station all day, we'll be bringing you updates on that National Development Plan, on that budgetary change and on the summer economic statement.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.